Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The U.S. State Department plans to keep 20 embassies and consulates in the Middle East and Africa closed this week. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton explains.
There is a strain of radical Islam that sees attacking Christians as a part of their service to Allah, as a really an act of worship. So there is a connection, and we do see violence on occasion that goes up during Ramadan.
It's also a time when Muslims are seeking truth. That's where you come in.
As Christians, we need to pray that they will be successful, that they will truly encounter the truth as they seek Him, and the truth being Jesus Christ.
Next, a bold leader for Chinese Christians passed into glory on Saturday. 88-year-old Chinese pastor Samuel Lam lived by the principle, more persecution, more growth. Lam boldly led a house church that grew to 4,000 people. Lam also partnered with Open Doors USA, delivering 200,000 pieces of Christian literature to Chinese believers. Pray for Chinese believers celebrating Lam's legacy of faith. And do you have a dollar lying around somewhere? Well, it's more than just a slip of green paper. The McClellan Foundation is matching donations to Asian Access up to $200,000. This will fund one-third of their vision to plant over 1,000 churches in Japan. Asian Access's President Joe Handley says there's a huge need for the gospel.
Japan has been the toughest soil in the world amongst unreached people groups. It's very difficult to make some progress for the gospel. In fact, it's been known as a missionary's graveyard.
So what are you going to do with your dollar? If you'd like to support this ministry and have your gift matched, visit our featured link section. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News e-blast delivered daily to your personal email address free, complete with pictures and links to expanded news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.